Scandal Takes a Holiday by Lindsay Davis. Read by Jamie Glover. Ostia, Italy. August, A.D. 76. Chapter 1.
If he chucks a stone, he's done for, muttered Petronius. I'll have the little tyke.
It was a hot day along the waterfront at the mouth of the Tiber in Ostia. Petro and I had badly needed a drink. It was so hot we only made it to just outside the Vigiles patrol house and into the first bar. This was a sad backtrack. Our principle had always been, never go into the first bar you see because it is bound to be rubbish. For the past 15 years or so, since we met in the queue to enlist for the legions, whenever we sought refreshment, we had always strolled a good distance away from home and work, in case we were followed and found. Actually, we had sat in numerous bars that were rubbish, but not many that were full of associates we wanted to avoid, and very few that our women knew about. Don't get me wrong, we too were pious Romans with traditional values. Of course, we admired our colleagues and adored our womenfolk. Just like old Brutus, any orator could say of us that Marcus Didius Falco and Lucius Petronius Longus were honourable men. And yes, the orator would make that claim with an irony even the most stupid mob would understand. As you can see, in the heat I had drunk up too quickly, and was already rambling. Petronius, the experienced inquiry chief of the fourth cohort of Vigiles in Rome, was a measured man. He had his large hand clamped around his wine-shop beaker, but his heavy right arm was currently at rest on the warm boards of our pavement table while he enjoyed a long, slow descent into tipsiness. He was here after putting his name down for detached duty. It was a pleasant life, especially since the villain he was waiting for never turned up.